The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. This is the feast of Pentecost, and we call it the feast of the birthday of the church. And because the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles and the disciples and the Blessed Mother, who were gathered in the upper room, and because of the coming of the Holy Spirit, they were filled with courage and conviction, strong faith and hope, so that they were able to go forth and proclaim the gospel message. So really, that's when the church began, when the name of Jesus was pronounced openly in public by all these people who received the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And as we know from the Gospels and the Acts of the Apostles, suddenly thousands of people came to believe. In fact, we have Peter going out among the crowd and talking about Jesus, and because of his preaching, which was filled with conviction, we had over 3,000 people who came to believe in Jesus Christ. As Paul tells us, and as the other writers tell us, the good news is all about Jesus Christ. In a word, it is about Jesus. And we're told that only through the power of the Holy Spirit can we come to say and believe that Jesus is Lord. Now, that's a very important statement because it literally means that Jesus is God. So when people heard that 2,000 years ago, they didn't hear, "Well, Jesus is a great guy, a superman." No, they were hearing that this man, and so he seemed to be just a man, was actually both human and divine. He was one with God. And so because of that preaching that took place and continued over 2,000 years, we are here today because of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because that Holy Spirit came upon all those early disciples and they were able to go forth. They were empowered to go forth and proclaim the gospel message. So again, we are here because of the Holy Spirit, and we too have received the Holy Spirit. When we were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we receive the power of the Holy Spirit to become a new creation, to claim Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and to accept the commission that Jesus gave us to go forth and proclaim the gospel. And with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we have everything we need to not only live the good news of salvation, but to tell other people about it. Now, in the Old Testament, we have the story of the Tower of Babel. If you remember that, it's the opposite of the story of Pentecost, because the story of Babel was about human beings wanting to become God. And so they thought, let's build a tower, let's get into heaven and claim the power of God. Well, what did God do? He threw them into disarray. And instead of people understanding one another, they didn't understand one another because suddenly they're all speaking in different tongues, in different languages. So there was no unity. They had to go their separate ways. They were defeated by the Lord. But here we have Pentecost and God doing just the opposite. He brings people together, and language is no barrier. Different languages do not get in the way of the proclamation of the gospel. So that even though there's people from Asia, people from Rome, people from Africa, from Egypt, they all can hear Peter and understand what he is saying to them. So we have this great power of the Holy Spirit, and that power was not just given 2,000 years ago and it's no longer given. It's still given. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit that we're called to live in our lives and produce in our lives are still with us. But do we understand that God wants us to claim those gifts from the Spirit? Do we believe that we are being inundated by the many blessings of God and the gifts of God? And are we using those gifts? Are we going forth and saying to people, Jesus is Lord, which is the most concise way of talking about our faith? There are people out in the world, because of all sorts of things, don't know Jesus Christ. They're walking in darkness. They are living in fear. And yet the Holy Spirit is the spirit of fearlessness, of courage, of conviction. So if we have that spirit, and we do, we are called as faithful disciples to go forth and let other people know about the Holy Spirit so that other people can come out of the darkness, can come out of the evil of the world and say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and become a disciple. So even though it's been 2,000 years, and that may seem like a long time since the first coming of the Holy Spirit upon all those gathered in the upper room, the Holy Spirit is always with us, as is the Father and the Son. We still have those gifts and graces and blessings from God, but it's up to us to acknowledge them, to receive them gratefully, and to use them. Again, as I said at the beginning, we are here because of those people 2,000 years ago being convinced of their faith in Jesus Christ. And so they passed on that faith from generation to generation. And that is our obligation as well. In fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says our salvation depends upon how we evangelize. In other words, it's not an optional thing, evangelization, that is telling other people about Jesus. If we want to be saved, we have got to evangelize. We have got to share the good news with other people. So we have the good news. The only thing that may be keeping us away from it is our own fears and worries, but then we have the Holy Spirit to take those away. Or even in the midst of fear and anxiety, we can still have the power of the Lord to go forth and proclaim his gospel message. So even though we end the Easter season officially today, every day is a season or a day of Easter. We're called to remember the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're called to live it. We're called to thank God for it. And in thanksgiving, we are called to go forth and profess our faith, to do it not just privately, but to do it publicly. Again, not because we're going to get something special from it. We already have that. We have the love of God. But because other people are waiting to hear, preach to them the gospel message that Jesus is Lord. That's all we have to do. Just keep going out and proclaiming that, teaching people about the Lord, accompanying them, walk with them, helping them, so that others too can come to know the goodness of God. So, are we grateful for our faith? Are we grateful for the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Do we really believe that the Lord is our Savior? And if we are grateful, what better way to thank God than by sharing that good news with others, going out into the world and proclaiming it? So we have no excuses. We have the Holy Spirit, and the more we ask, the more God will give us of his Spirit, so that we can proclaim the gospel. But it's up to us to say, yes, Lord, I believe, and to take those gifts and to live them and to proclaim them, especially in proclaiming Jesus is Lord.